Hey, friends. Thanks for listening to the Axiom podcast. We're a community centered around experiencing Jesus together and practicing his ways as a community. We like to say in Peoria as it is in heaven. So this podcast is just space for discussion and exploring ideas and principles of the kingdom, and also where we post our sermons from Sunday gatherings. So please engage us online, and hope you enjoy this episode.
Let you guys in on a couple things that are happening. If you haven't got the mailer, you can always do that by signing up to get our contacts at our website. But first and foremost, we have a school supply drive that we're doing. And while we don't know exactly what it looks like for kids to return to school yet, our hope and intention as people who love Peoria is to make sure that every kid that needs supplies feels equipped and feels encouraged by the body of Christ, so that as they go back into their education program, whatever it looks like, they have all of those sort of essential things that they need to excel and do the best that they can. So let's do that. You can be bringing those in during the communion time, or you can bring them in as well during the office hours in the week and drop it off in the lobby. But we need backpacks and essential school supplies, and so be dropping those off over the next 2 weeks. And then also, we have invited some friends, Vermone Pierre from Roosevelt Church in Phoenix and Kimberly Deckel, Reverend at All Souls Phoenix, to come and have a dialogue with us on the 21st to have a discussion on the topic of racism. We believe that part of participating in racial reconciliation looks like engaging at dialogue and coming together at the table to be informed, to learn, to be students, but also to think through together how we as a body press into this collective work that it really takes all of us to participate in. So we want to be learners and students and participate in that together. So let's start there at the table. That's on the 21st at 7 p.m. It's limited seating, obviously, because we need to keep physical distancing and things like that in mind. But also, it'll be available live exclusively on our website, not on Facebook or anything like that, but it'll be live on our website as well. If you want to sign up for it, to be here in person and get the book that comes with it, etc., and to be a part of the conversation, please go to our giving page and select dialogue, and it's $20, and that'll get you in and help us care for and say thanks to our guests who are going to be helping us in that conversation, okay? All right, so now if we could, I want to pray. Take a minute and pray before we get into the Word. Jesus, I pray specifically for the people that are on the front lines right now in regards to taking care of the sick and people who are experiencing this virus, COVID-19. We have a number of nurses and medical professionals within our community, God, and I just lift them up to you and say thank you. And I also, God, just ask for protection for them and for the whole community of medical servants that exists in our nation and really in our world, Jesus. And we think you're on display in them right now, and their willingness to go and participate in healing and caring for the needs of others who can't care for themselves, Christ. So thank you for them. And Jesus, I also want to lift up, of course, our brothers and sisters who are Black in our nation right now, as they've experienced a lot of turmoil over the last 400 years, injustices and so forth, God. And might we, as a body of Christ, just encourage them, lift them up, and be good friends and advocates and cheerleaders for the reconciliation that they so deserve as our brothers and sisters in Christ and as your children. So Jesus, I lift those things up to you. Amen. All right. Man, I think I'm at that moment where you start to type something up online and you delete it and you throw it out. I've been wrestling again with how I want to speak to this moment we're in and to lift up communion. So maybe you can relate with this notion of knowing what you want to say, but wanting to say it in a way that it's heard and received and that it's a blessing. I guess that's just where I'm at right now. And the truth is I'm in an empty room and you guys aren't even here. But I feel you, and I sense that you're there. And I know that this church body is feeling tense and anxious that we're charged up and we're ready for someone to lash out. Some of us are ready to lash out. Some of us are also ready to break down. I feel that too. I see it. I don't know if it surprised you, but Jesus enters into the world at perhaps the most racially, socially, economically turmoil kind of time that we've really ever seen in history. And Jesus decides to show up then, in the midst of famines and disease and sickness and short lifespans and no guarantees, very little rights, if any. He enters into a world that's totally way past the marker on even where we're at today. And I say that because I think we need to remember that history has its moments, and this is one of them. And yet, Jesus is able to enter a moment that's even more tension-filled than the moment we're in. And somehow, in the midst of all that tension, he's able to inaugurate and birth the kingdom of God. It's astounding to me that Jesus somehow has peace in the midst of the most cranked-up moment in history. So big and so sufficient that it's able to birth something that we're still experiencing to this day. And yet, right now, if I'm honest, I don't see a lot of peace in you guys and in myself at times. At Axiom, I see tension and frustration, judgment, division, accusation, anger, at a moment when we're to be invited to be agents of Christ's love. And those two things just don't go together. This is not a moment for us to pause our faith and to take our anger out on one another. It's a moment for us to press in to the countercultural way, the counterintuitive way of Christ. And I know it's hard. Hard for all of us. And that's why I think if there's ever been a moment that we've needed to elevate the table of Jesus, communion, it's now. Because Christ's communion is available to each and every person. It's available to your worst enemy. And this is the space where reconciliation and hope and all the things that we've always talked about gets to begin for each of us. We need it because the world needs it. And guess what? Pressing into Jesus in this way, doing the difficult thing, not only is it not easy, it might get you hated. It might get you in more hot water. It might get you sick. It might get you killed. It might get you to lose your rights. It's going to affect you. It might not go well. But here's the truth. None of those things are promised to us from Jesus. We're not promised that we'll be loved. We're not promised that we'll always not have sickness. We're not promised that we'll have civil rights. We're not promised those things. Because the truth is, all of those things are part of the spirit of the age, zeitgeist, the Satan. They're not the kingdom. They're not all inherently bad to their core, but if they become the thing above anything else, they deteriorate us. They hurt us. They harm us. They become idols. So at this moment, I invite us to claim that which Jesus does call us into. It's not the hate and frustration. It's not the anger. It's not the judgment. It's the counterintuitive thing. It's interesting to me, Jesus promises us some things, but he also commands us some things. And one of the things that he commands us, right at the beginning, the first command, he says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, he says, there's something we shouldn't take part in. And this is what it says, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For on the day that you eat from it, you will certainly die. You see, here right at the get-go, God is telling humanity that there is something that we cannot partake in. That part of our being shaped and formed and living fully alive in his kingdom and his garden here means not participating in certain things. And he tells us that. And the question out of this inevitably comes, what is it that you're participating in or fighting for that is causing you death? That is eating you from the inside? That is harming others? That is perpetuating violence? And all the things of the world that are not of Jesus. And God just says right off the top, don't partake in them. If you do, surely you will die. But what he does say that we shall partake in, interestingly enough, happens to be one of his last commandments. And you know what it is. It's communion. It's the eating and drinking. Take it and eat. This is my body. Take this cup, drink it. This is my blood. And the obvious question becomes, again, what is it that you're participating in that is giving you life? That is animating all the parts of you that belong to God? That is awakening the inner resources of the heavens within you to activate your goodwill, action, thought, and mind, and spirit in a way that blesses and produces more life for others. Because that's what communion does. God takes it, he takes you, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it out. Every time we consume of this bread of life, we participate in it. We rebirth it. It is incarnated. In John 6:35, Jesus says it this way. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I know we said a few weeks ago, but this is the reservoir. All the things that we're after and need, we find here. Again, I remind you, God calls us to partake and not to partake in certain things. What are you partaking in? What are you eating and drinking? It matters. I think a word that has been helpful for me for sort of describing something that we all share to some degree or another right now is what I would just say is lost. We all feel it to some degree in this moment. And in this state of lostness, there is such a need for a shepherd's voice. And of course, the challenge, though, is everybody's shouting. Everybody's pulling us in directions. Everyone's telling us what we should do or shouldn't do. And yet we, again, confess that we have a shepherd. And so I have to ask, Axiom, are you listening to the shepherd's voice? Does his have your ear before any other? If we are lost to some degree, it also might be true that not only we need a shepherd's voice, but we need each other. And we need to recognize that we all share in this moment of lostness to some degree or another. And if we could acknowledge that, maybe we would turn from throwing stones and judgment and being prone to lash out or break down. Maybe our hearts would be filled with compassion, and support, and encouragement, and we would lift one another up. Because what's required in the space of lostness is grace. We need to give grace to each other. And remember, grace is God doing in our life what we can't do on our own. And that's what I mean when I say we can't do this alone. We're all lost together. Thankfully, our shepherd is not lost. He has not taken a vacation. He is here with us. If that's you, if you feel lost to any degree, I want to invite you to come to the table. The shepherd calls you and invites you to participate in the breaking of the bread and the pouring out of the blood. He does not promise no sickness, or doesn't promise there won't be upset people, but he does promise a relationship. He does promise to be a guide. And he promises a life to the fullest, regardless of circumstance. And that's pretty good, considering all things. I want to invite my friend George to come and pray for us. But also, George and his wife lead a community here at Axiom that has been diligently praying for each and every one of you for a long season, even before COVID-19. And they continue to persist every week for the last 2 years or so to come. Join them. Join in prayer. Join in praying for others and being prayed for. And so, George, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. I hope you are holding strong in this age of COVID. Lift you all up. Let us rejoice in the resurrection. And not only is help us to live as people, not only await the fulfillment of your kingdom, but agents that help bring it about. Immediately after the service, we have a Zoom gathering online. We'd like to invite you to come, and we'd love to pray for you, or you can pray with us. There should be a link pasted on the screen here, or it's on our Sunday Gathering webpage or in the stream source that you're viewing this on. Also, if you're not comfortable with that, you can text us, email us. Again, there should be contact information listed. You can get it from the website. Again, that's immediately after service. So let me close us in prayer. May the peace of Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness. May he protect you through the storms. May he bring you home rejoicing, all the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again through our Axiom doors. Amen.